has the front and the club. Front is, let's say, scenarios, whether or not the context of Colwell should have Madrid. Should the academy and Madrid becomes aware of the camper who, despite all the best efforts, is not in show and not a dominant. So to go with race at the 8-10, if you think you go back and one more time wake him, well, clearly that's going to be on Hedgman, his own Tfila, maybe his own Tzibler. Similar scenario with Kriya Zadora. The sort of the qualistic issue is how one balances one's own ruchnius as defined independently of the role of Masriyat or Mahanet, how one balances that with the responsibilities of being Madrid slash Mahanet. So maybe let's first talk a little bit about the fuzziest examples, and then a little bit about the coldest. What we're talking is we're talking in learning over lunch and Baskin Childs. No, this day I'm open. I think that they say from Chaim about the Chaim didn't think too much of what people say, but the Yotze Shal Shudas looked at the right of. So Chaim said, Essen, Kevin Ish Opfei. So if someone says a Shtickle Torah, you can ask me, you love the cash on the Shtickle Torah. If you're going to, the whole Shtickle Torah is Kevohaya. They eat a piece of chawi, they eat a piece of chawi. There's no pirk on that. Well, Hashem, it's a good lunch. So whatever we're talking about, we're talking about. But the lunch is good. The lunch is... The first sugya that comes to mind is, I think the first time it appears, first time that you have the discussion with the Rishonim, and with the phrase appears in the Gemara, so Shabbos that Dalit, where the Gemara says, "Bitmiya, but the only Adam Chatei b'shvil sheyizke chavecha." The Medubo there is where one person took a bondo and was not big pas b'tamor. So if the pas will remain in the oven, so then it's going to bake, and it will turn out that this person did a malach on Shabbos and over. If someone else will do the diyas apas, which is also the Ravana, will peel the way they used to bake is that they used the dough would go to the side of the oven. The diyas apas is to peel it off. If someone would do the diyas apas, which is also the Ravana, it would save this person from his field. This can't be that you tell the person to do that. If you tell Duvain should do something in Usur to save Shimon from to be Mazaka Shimon. So the Rishonim there, the toast was there, and the Rishonim try to figure out the klalim for when we say Gitriya, or in other words, when we say Enom, because there do seem to be certain exceptions in the Gemara. The Gemara says that a chaver will be mafresh tumus and nicer shalom and abuka to save the amoharet from eating tevel. If you have a chetzi shifa, chetzi raschoven, so kofen is rabo the shachra, even though ordinarily there's an essay, rohut nam kadodo. There are other cases also where we do seem to tell Reuven to do an Issachar to save Shimon from an Issachar. So Tosfos basically has two qualities. to do the Yashem Avimaz. One call is that we only say Chatei B'Shosh Yitz Katavacha for the Rabbin. So for instance, the Chetzi Shiva Chetzi Bas Oren, so Rabbin Avim Yechshalva. The fact that she can't, the fact that she can't get married, so makes it a Mechshal for the Rabbin. And the Rabbin on the Zalzalva, the Rabbin Avim Yechshalva, so for the Tzara of the Rabbin we do it. And other such remarks as well. The second call Tosfos gives is that Tosfos says we don't when we draw the line and say Ein Omen Avim Chatei B'Shosh Yitz Katavacha is where the Chaver was a Parshaya. The where the Chaver is not a Parshaya. So then Mitaka would say, well, Adam, better you should do an Yisra Kal and save other people from an Yisra Chomer. According to both Deus and Tosfos, if a camp has been woken up once, twice, three times, and is still not a davening, it's hard not to classify that as a pshia. And number two, when the person would be leaving davening, he'd be leaving not the tzara, he'd be going for this yachid. There are some other answers in the Rishonim, but I say it's hard to. It's hard to imagine that one would really be machri at the end of the day, that a person is supposed to be chote. Because someone is being a parshaya. Although the Ritva does say, one of the answers the Ritva gives the Rishon is the fascinating evidence, which he says, you can't instruct someone to do it, but it doesn't mean that he can't not do it, which is a fascinating evidence. He says, some of the stiras are resolved by, no, we'll never instruct you to do it, but that doesn't mean that you of your own accord may not take the initiative to do it, to be the Zakechah. But maybe we should step back for a minute. Maybe what we're talking about is not only love and today, because maybe it should be totally on whether Tzvilah Tzivah is a chiyuv or just a Bible. Maybe it should be totally on whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Cholos Tzivah or a Cholos Yoreh. So is it legitimate to say that A, we should assume that Tefillah Tzibur is not a chiyuv but only a maimon, which Kayadu is a machlokes haparshim? And would it be legitimate to say that Kayadu is a machlokes rishonim with Kriyas HaTorah is a chol tzibur or chol yochid? So would it be legitimate to say that we should assume that Tefillah Tzibur is a maimon, Kriyas HaTorah is a chol tzibur? So then it's not really Chatei B'Shosh Yitz Katavacha. So maybe that should change the equation. It's hard to see that. It's very hard. Again, all this is the pitiful talking in mind. The Rav used to tell a story that the time was once traveling between cities on a train. So it wasn't 100 years ago, it's over 100 years ago already. There were trains every, it wasn't the rest of the LIRR, the trains came every 2 minutes at the school. So the trains came every 2-3 days. And Rav Chaim disrupted his journey so that he wouldn't miss Kriyas HaTorah B'Shem Yerushalayim. After they came, the Chaim was concerned with Kriyas HaTorah Zechor Yochid that he was mevatel himself to strand himself someplace for a day or two just so that he wouldn't be on the train Monday morning and miss Kriyas HaTorah. Moshe also assumes that Kriyas HaTorah is Zechor Yochid. It's very hard to be machriya that is called a tzibur and have kulas based on that. Same thing with tefillah b'tzibur. But very hard to say that. Number two, with Maisa, even if one would adopt that position, Kimenduma, the Metzias is that aside from the Milo to the Tzibur, many, if not most people, daven with more Kavod to the Tzibur than they do at home. The fact that you're surrounded by everyone else davening, so achutz from the official Milo of it being Tzibur and Tzibur, just, it's machazik a person. It's machazik a person's kavon, and maybe the daven a little slow, not the daven as fast. The third consideration is that if it would be something that would have to be done again and again, when a person has to do things peheta, some things with what ordinarily shouldn't be done, he does it peheta. The reality of human psychology is that it causes a yirida. I've heard from people who say that they know lots of cases, one case is too many, but lots of cases. That doctors in the hospital, even if Shabbos after Shabbos, each Shabbos, the Chil Shabbos, is justified, there are cases where it causes a yirida because a person needs the chizuk of keeping Shabbos. Even if each Chil Shabbos was mehetta, at a certain point, there's a susceptibility to the person just not having that same chavata from the law on Shabbos. So the fact that something is ahead there doesn't mean that if a person is forced to do that time and time and time again, that it doesn't cause a yirid. But the same thing is true here. If, I don't know, if for 6 weeks, morning after morning, a person is going to run out of davening, even if technically you can say, well, nice, it's going to cause a yirida. So it's hard not to have it fall under the object of chatei v'shvishi yitzchatei. The other thing is, all this is a pilgrim ba'am, because it's one thing is unequivocally clear, l'chora, which is that chatei v'shvishi, when, even according to the Rishonim, when chatei v'shvishi yitzchatei, whatever case it is warranted, it's the ultimate dechuya. It's certainly b'mokom she'yev shalakayim shnei. So the pashtus is that whether it's in yeshivas, yeshiva high schools all year, or whether it's here, so you have two needs. On one hand, you need madrichim who are davening with the minyan to be mechazek, the proper davening to be role models, but made of disa, you need madrichim to, I don't know, catch someone who's ready to lead during davening, or to shush someone who's talking during davening. So there should be a handful of madrichim who, I would think, I don't know, obviously it depends upon whether or not it seems it's a good idea, but I would think you have a handful of madrichim who daven early, who daven on Moshe, and then it makes it actually kind of shame. You can have a madrichim who are on patrol, to help out the guys who weren't able or didn't respond to wake up. And they already done the tzibur. And then you have a lot of that. You can move a davening with the tzibur. The concept of the tzibur. So there's no laws for the tzibur. Because to invoke any, whether literally chatei v'shvashi yizkata v'cha, or any type of, even if technically it isn't chatei v'shvashi yizkata v'cha, But sort of being the vate or anything is obvious. It's only going to be both in the food. It's only going to be if it's mamash, the absolute guy in Shneiga. But other, it would seem, I don't know, maybe there are considerations that I don't know of, which is very possible. Why it's not possible, but if it's possible, so then it's the chayav posha, that before a person is mevata on anything, before the system asks people to be mevata on anything, the system should be designed by Rosh, not require that detour, that again, quote, compromise, unquote. L'chola, and again, this is L'chola, Bahama has all these things out. Nothing is the Torah Sabbath, just L'chola, Leib and Ma'ayni. What happens if, for whatever reason to be evident, a person accepted a position where Hitaka has such a shibur? I don't know, maybe because the system couldn't have been designed differently, or maybe because the system wasn't designed differently. Not L'chola. The person has he does have a shibur. So I don't know. So then, l'chora, you see from the din of Poalim, Chazal Mamish, you're in the cancer. The cancer because it wasn't from Poalim, because of their shibur and all the guys. It seems like the Poalim didn't say Tugay Zimmer. I don't know, but the Vaisa says, they said, Kriyashma Bibel Sam from Esrei. But I don't know, I'm not sure that the Poalim. Again, the Poel is getting paid for a day's work. So any time he spends davening, he's on Cheshbon Balavai. So it's unbelievable. You see what a person is supposed to give in terms of a Poel, the Shiva for the Balavai, is, I don't know. So everything we said notwithstanding, if we're nice, a person accepted such a Shiva, so then it's a different Shaila entirely. Because then maybe at that point he's a Poel, and otherwise you see the Poel are everyone's a Poel is a Muslim, because I'm a Muslim, so that the Poel should lose less time from the law. So maybe that would be a different Shaila. But the sikkum of the Pilpul is that any vitor, especially if it would be classified as Chatei B'Shvash Yitzchak Avichai, is Tchuya. Which means that one should do one's best to design a system where it's not necessary, and maybe there is a way to design such a system. Just wanted to be ma'orah one totally independent challenge in chinuch, and not. Again, unlike these proteistic applications, which were drawn from Kolel, this is more drawn from general impressions, nothing to do with the summertime, and nothing to do with Kolel. I don't begin to know the answer, but it's okay, my time's almost up, so it's only time to put the question. It is a very big challenge in chinuch, let's say on the high school level in particular, how to balance the following two considerations. On the one hand, a mechanech, be it the Rebbe, be it the Menahel, has to recognize the reality of who his talmidim are, where they're holding, and the chinuch has to be catered to them, who they are, where they're holding. And a 15-year-old in the United States today is not, by and large, to be mistaken for a 15-year-old learning about Rav Hochonim in the language. And obviously, the chinuch needs to reflect that. But me'idach gisa, one has to be careful that the chinuch shouldn't reinforce or even create a sense of. It's supposed to be realistic in terms of where the talmidim are holding, but it's not supposed to sort of reinforce where they're holding. supposed to be pushing that beyond that. Sometimes, I don't know, I'm very far removed from this, so I don't know whether my impressions are accurate. Could be that they're way off. Could be I'm just an old ferryman. Also, that also may be a relevant factor here. But the amount of fun, which is now part of high school schedules, probably wasn't it that way when I was a kid in prehistoric times. It wasn't that way when my kids were going to school either, which is more recent. It's really more not so medieval and ancient times. I don't know, there's so much fun that's not part of the summer. It's part of the regular school year. So many trips, so much fun. And sometimes I wonder, in ignorance, I may be totally off base and off track with this, but sometimes I wonder whether that's the Kosov HaRishon of you have to be realistic in terms of whom the Na'ar is that you're trying to become it. And you have to do what you have to do to be mashpia on him. Or whether that's just reinforcing an immaturity that exists in our society. There's no question that Western society, at least in some of the extreme America, I assume it's no different in Europe, that, let's say, we hear stories about my great-grandfather got married shortly after his bar mitzvah. We hear stories like that and the mind blowing. So the truth is that again, it doesn't mean entirely what we think it means. They used to live by their parents after that happened. They went off on their own. But that's what we think. They got married when they're 13 years old. And when we're 13 years old, we're sort of worried about who's in first place, who's in second place. Contrast is a very, there's no question that our society impedes emotional maturity. And because American culture doesn't make any even realistic demands from even teens, it infantilizes them. It impedes that emotional maturity. So on the one hand, that's part of the reality that a mechanic has to deal with, and that's why he can't go over their heads. But on the other hand, the mechanic has to make sure that he's dealing with that reality and not reinforcing that reality. So a person has to figure out what the balance is between, again, being realistic about who the chanichim are, and but on the other hand, not just reinforcing that what's missing, but realistically trying to fill it in. Thank you very much.